Almost unbelievable, this story. A 21-year-old from Florida has asked a plastic surgeon to create a third breast for her so she can achieve some degree of fame or perhaps infamy. I don't know, it's difficult to tell, isn't it? Just as incredibly, the surgeon has agreed. Jasmine Tredeville has become a celebrity on the internet for having three breasts. One of them, of course, is false. Let's talk to Jonathan Steino, who's a consultant plastic surgeon based in Birmingham, who's with us on the show. Hiya, Jonathan.
Good morning, Shane.
The surgeon agreeing to do this is surely the issue, isn't it? If somebody is disturbed or troubled or stupid or fame-hungry enough to want to do this, that's one thing. But for a qualified surgeon to undertake this procedure is quite another, isn't it?
Yes, I think you have to question the ethics behind what the surgeon was thinking of. There's clearly issues with the patient as well, which would probably need to be addressed with possibly some psychological support. But yes, I think the surgeon could be held accountable to some margin.
Is it a more lax system, Jonathan, in the US than it is in the UK or across Europe?
I think the problem with a lot of surgery and surgeons is there is a lot of the decisions are up to the surgeon, and it's up to his training as to whether what decisions they make. And we, in this country, we have a couple of associations, BAPRAS and BARPS, which most plastic surgeons are members of, and they hold us accountable for what we do. But there's still a lot of surgeons that work outside those associations. So it's a question of being part of an association so that you're held accountable. But there are still surgeons in this country working outside these associations who have to work within their own ethical code.
I mean, previous to this, I suppose the most outrageous that I'd come across, and if you've seen anything more outrageous, was the cat man. And if you remember him, he was also in the United States, who'd had his teeth filed to look like canine teeth, and he'd had implants in his lips, he'd had his front lips split, he'd had whiskers put into his cheeks and all that kind of stuff. And again, there must be some kind of process that you go through as a surgeon to say, well, what am I achieving for the patient? I mean, again, this is just another case where it's all gone wrong. How many more do we need before people lose faith in your profession, do you think?
Absolutely. I totally agree. And I think as surgeons, we've got to realise that we're dealing with a patient who has maybe not just got a surgical issue, and we have to treat the patient as a whole and look at the psychology behind what they're asking for, not just for these extreme cases, but for everybody. And I think it's important to address the psychological side of what we do and encourage that and embrace that as part of our practice, so that we're not just doing surgery because we can, we're doing surgery because it's the right thing for the patient.
I mean, I know you're not in charge. I'm not suggesting that you are. You're a consultant plastic surgeon based in Birmingham. Do you think this kind of story could equally have happened somewhere in Europe or even in the UK?
Oh, I hope not, but it could, but I would hope not. I mean, this is clearly, well, it seems to be done as a publicity stunt, and it's worked because we're talking about it. And that's in some ways the problem, that perhaps other people out there will be encouraged to do this sort of thing. But as I say, I think certainly in this country with our associations, hopefully this sort of behaviour won't be tolerated.
Just a final point. I'm always, when we talk about medical stories, I always think about this, is that, you know, if this surgeon is disciplined and seems to have done something that you know, is not in keeping with their profession, they could obviously, get struck off. But being struck off isn't a permanent thing. And a lot of people get confused that it's not something that happens for the rest of your life. So they could be practising again within their lifetime, couldn't they?
Well, I think there's different grades of discipline, and it is possible to get struck off, certainly in this country, off the medical register for life. But also there is grades within that you could be suspended for certain periods for retraining or whatever would be required.
Jonathan, good to talk to you. Thanks for joining us. That's Jonathan Steiner, who's a consultant plastic surgeon just up the road in Birmingham. You'll see this incredible story doing the rounds. Jasmine Tredeville has become a celebrity now on the internet because she's got three breasts. One of them, obviously, is one she's had implanted, and a surgeon agreed to do that. What a horrific story.